You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
So we see some faithfully manage their money and they were able to give account joyfully. But the other servant, he was purposely lazy. Why do I say that he purposely was
purposeful?
Because from what he said to the Lord, we can see that he already planned the excuse with the Lord. So he already planned his excuses, so he just dug the ground and hid the money. So when the Lord comes back, then he can argue and then give the excuse.
那我想问弟兄姊妹，就是平常我们跟别人的conversation，跟别人的讲话对话里面，
Let me ask you, in our daily conversation with others,
你会最在乎哪些人对你说话？
Who do you care the most about? Who do you care the most who talk to you?
你有没有觉得呢？ 谁？ 你们都不在乎我讲话，你看有没有人回答？ 你会最在乎谁对你讲话？ 一个，
Do you care most?
可能是我们最爱的人，
that talk to you. Probably the one that you love the most.
他讲话我们会很care.
That we care about what he or she says.
第二个可能是我们最敬重的一个人。
Secondly, probably the one that we respect the most.
或者我们很尊重他， 他讲话我们可能会听。
If we respect someone, then we will listen to what he or she says.
我们的领导，这个国家元首来跟你讲话， 你可能会听。
So like the leader of the nation comes to talk to you, probably pay attention.
第三个我们可能会pay attention的是谁？
And then the third type of person that we might pay attention to?
是对我们最凶哈， 可能会 打，会刑罚，有权可以管教我们的人，对不对？你可能会怕他。
The one that is probably the most rude to us, or that someone that may discipline us, and that we might fear them.
好，所以你看这个人哈，他对主人给他的托付，马上就去买了。
And look at this person. He immediately hid the gift that his master gives to him.
回来的时候，他可以跟主人说：“我知道你是一个狠心的人。”
But then when his master comes back, he said to his master, I know that you are a hard man.
你没有撒的地方，没有种的地方你要收割，没有撒的地方你要聚敛。
That you will reap where you do not sow, and that you will gather where you do not scatter seed.
你觉得他怕不怕主？
Do you think he fears his master?
他真怕他就不会这样子讲话。
If he truly fears his master, he would not have said this.
他根本没有把主当作主来尊重。
But he never honored his master as the Lord.
所以对于主人的托付，他根本不当回事。
So he did not care about the Lord's gift.
然后开始算账的时候，他还可以能够把责任推给主。 因为你是一个坏主人，所以我怕。
And then when they start settling account, he even blamed the Lord because the Lord is a hard man. That's why I'm afraid.
所以你不要怪我去把它埋起来，你应该怪，因为你太坏了。Don't
blame me that I dug the hole and hid it because you are such a harsh man.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现在这里哈，他们最大的差别还不是在于神给他们的恩赐托付不一样。So
you see the difference is not how much they have received.
他们最大的差别还不在于他们责任的大跟小。Or
how great is their responsibility?
他们最大的差别是他们的态度。
The greatest difference is their attitudes and also their efforts afterwards.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常在这里所在乎的是我们的恩赐，我们的责任大跟小。
Today, oftentimes we care about how great is our gift and responsibility.
我们会觉得他们恩赐比较大呀，他们这个是这个才干比较多啊，所以他们应该仁者多劳。
So some we may say some have greater gifts, so therefore they labor more.
但是今天主在乎我们的永远都不是这些事情。
But what God cares are not these things.
主非常在乎到底我们知不知道我们自己是有托付的。
But God cares if we truly know that we all have a gift.
主在乎的就是我们用什么样子的态度跟 effort。跟这个代价来经营神给我们的恩典。
And God cares that with what attitude and how much effort we try to manage and minister these gifts.
所以你看这个有人有那种三个椅子的脚踏车，你们看过没有？我昨天找了一个给你们看。
Have you seen three-seaters bicycle?
你们看过那种脚踏车没有
？Have you seen
还有更多的哈，底下的那个。
They have even more seats.
前面后面是爸爸妈妈骑，中间小的大概是小家伙骑。
So usually, parents will take the front seat and the last one, and then with the children in the middle.
所以小孩子们他能够出的力量就是这么多。
Because what children can put in the effort, the labor, just.
所以神在乎的不是我们赚多少。
So God, does not care how much we make.
神在乎的是我们的 effort, 我们的努力，我们的态度是不是百分之百。
But God cares if we are 100% in our attitude and effort towards.
所以神从来没有对那个两千的说，你为什么只赚两千，没有像他一样赚五千。
So God never asked the one with two talents, how come you did? You only made two talents more. How come you did not make five more?
神也从来不会对那一千的说，你为什么不能像那两千的、五千的那么有出息，赚那么多？你只赚一千。
And God will never blame the one who has only one talent. How come you cannot gain more like those who have two or five?
甚至主人可以降低标准到一个地步，你就算不能去经营，放到银行去拿利息都可以。
The master was even willing to lower the standards, as even if you don't know how to do business, at least you can deposit with a banker and gain some interest.
就算你真正觉得你的能力不够，你有那个心说是要为了主人能够赚一些，你放到银行去，你的态度都是对的。
Even if you don't have the ability, but at least you have the heart and deposit the money with the banker to at least make some interest for your master.
我希望这个比喻真正的中心的重点被我们每一个人掌握住哈。
I hope that we all can grasp the spirit behind this parable.
每一个人都有恩赐和托付。
Everyone has gift and commission.
每一个人都要为着我们得到的恩赐和托付要跟主交账。
And we will all give account for the gift and commission we have received.
这个交账的结局是非常严肃的，等一下我们要。
And the result is very serious.
它的不同在于我们的态度。
And then the difference lies in our attitude.
在于我们是不是真正尊重神，在乎神给我们的托付。
And whether we honor God and the commission that God has given us.
而且我们很认真的来经营，来运用它。
And we seriously and diligently manage.
所以。
Make it to work.
所以如果我问弟兄姊妹，像英文组也在这哈，各个团契小组都在。
So let me ask brothers and sisters from all small groups and fellowships.
你们觉得你们自己的小组教会，不是小组聚会团契好不好？
What do you think about your small group meeting? Is it good?
很多人点头了，很多人没有表情啊。
Some nodded and some with no expression.
那我如果问你们说，不管你现在的情形好不好
？Let me tell you, regardless how the condition is.
你愿不愿意它加倍的好
？Are you willing to make it better?
你愿不愿意它五倍、十倍的比现在？
Do you want it to be much better, like two or five or ten times more?
如果现在你觉得英文局或是任何一个团契小组觉得自己不好
，or if you think your small group or fellowship is not good enough,
你愿不愿意你的小组能够 ten times better, 十倍好
？Are you willing to make your small group ten times better?
如果你觉得你的小组团契现在很好。
If you think your small group meeting is very good,
你愿不愿意它加倍的、五倍的更好
？Do you want it to be twice or five times better?
愿不愿意
？Are you willing?
真的愿意吗？请举手好不好
？Please raise your hand if you're willing.
那你愿不愿意我们教会比现在加倍的好、五倍的、十倍的好
？And do you want our church to be five times or ten times better?
那主耶稣这个比喻其实已经给我们很清楚的一条路了。
So this parable has already given us a very clear way.
假设我们中间没有任何其他两的通，全部都是一千两。
Say if we only every one of us has only one talent.
两百个一千两是多少
？200 people with one talent. How many talents do we have?
美国孩子都会说两百千啊，那好，没有两百千没关系，那就是二十万。
That's 200 talents.
中韩军少人就是200000嘛，我讲错了。
That's okay, 200 talents.
好。OK, 200 talents, OK. 好，那圣经的话，200 talents. 那这是我们现在有的，如果全部都出来的话。
So that's why we have 200 talents, if we all put it into use.
那是不是胜过如果我们在教会里面只有10个人、20个人在这里进攻用？
So isn't it better than if we only have 10 or 20 people that are giving their talents to work?
你的小组如果有15个人。
So if your small group has 15 people.
或是像英文组有30多个人。
Or about 30 people in English.
如果每一个1000的人都在这里进攻用的话。
If everyone who has one talent is making it to.
我们可以有15 talents 或是30多 talents.
So we might have 15 or 30 talents.
可是很多时候星期五聚会有好好 pre-study, 有为小组聚会祷告，然后在聚会中真正 fully participate 参与的，其实常常就是少数人。
But sadly to say that oftentimes only the minority who have prayed for the meeting and prepared and then do the pre-study.
所以加倍蒙福的路早就摆在我们眼前。
So actually, the Lord has already indicated to us the way to double our blessings.
所以我们不要光在那里怪说，哎呀，这个聚会不好，那个聚会不好，这个人讲的不好，那个人讲的不好。
So let's stop blaming that oh, this meeting is not good and that person did not say it well.
我希望我们多有一些人起来哈。
Let's all rise up.
啊，我们不要去依靠那些2000、5000、2000。
That we do not solely depend on those who have 2 talents or 5 talents.
我们希望我们每一个1000两的人都把自己的那份摆起来。
That every one of us who has 1 talent will bring out that talent.
那个10个轮子的脚踏车。
And that bicycle with 10 seats.
如果只有2个人真正在骑的话，他真的很累。
If only 2 of them are making an effort, then they will be exhausted.
如果这个脚踏车变成20个位置，还是只有2个人的话，它更累。
If we put 20 seats on that bicycle, but only 2 are pedaling, and they will be very tired.
如果变成50个椅子，还是只有2个人的话，它根本骑不动的。
If we add 50 seats to the bicycle, but only 2 people pedal, then they will not be able to make a move.
主耶稣讲的比喻都是非常简单的。
So the parables said by Jesus are all very easy to understand.
我们只要稍微深思，我们就要得到智慧。
If we meditate on it a little bit, we will gain wisdom.
我们只要深思，我们就得到出路，得到答案。
If we meditate on it, we will find solution, the way out.
所以我们聚会要好。
If our meeting, we want our meeting to be good.
教会要好，小组要好，任何的服事要好。
And our church, we want our church to be good, small group to be good, or our services to be good.
就在乎有多少人真正把他那一千摆出来。
It depends on how many people would bring out their one talent.
所以我们弟兄在他信徒时候就讲到教会的侍奉的时候，他特别提醒我。
So Brother Watchmaney, in his edification books, he especially reminds us.
他说，所有服事组的人，神家的工人都面对一个挑战。
All the servants of God face one challenge.
就是到底我们能不能把神家的1000两都动员起来。
That can we mobilize everyone who has that one talent?
神家如果是靠5000两的人在那里存留的话，这个教会没有太大的价值。
If a church only survives on those on the services of those who have 5 talents, and such church have not much value.
神要的是全民的侍奉，是要肢体各占其位，各尽其职。
Because God desires that all members of the same body.Will mobilize and serve.
这不光是一个健康的教会，是一个健康的身体。
Not only that, this will be a healthy church, but a healthy body.
我还是要提醒弟兄姊妹，这是关乎你我将来就跟神交账的事情。
Let me remind you once again. This has to do with how we will give account to the Lord one day.
所以我要再说，我真的就是1000两，我只是在拼我的命，想要好好用我的1000两。
So let me tell you again. I only have one talent, but I try with my best.To manage this one talent.
而且我照着主的话，我知道我们在座的每一个人都是1000两，至少是1000两。
And according to God's words, I know every one of us will have one talent and at least one.
所以，两个不同的态度、不同的回应，带来两个不同很大的不同的结局。
Then now we see different attitude responses bring different results.
第一个得到主不同的称许。
And then we will receive different evaluations from the Lord.
主对那个忠心的仆人说：“好 ，well done， 不是 steak，well done， 好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。”
And then to the faithful one, the Lord says, well done. He's not talking about states. Well done, good and faithful servant. Please pay attention.
今天一个人很会赚钱,
Today, if someone is very good at making money, what do we call them?
我会说,
you say, wow, you're so successful. You're so great.
但是主对这个人从来没有夸他成功。
But then, please pay attention. The Lord never said, oh, you're so successful.
主说你又良善又忠心的主人。
But the Lord says, you are good and faithful servant.
主在乎的是我们的良善，是在乎我们的忠心。
God cares if we are good and faithful.
地上的人在乎我们成不成功。
People in the world care if we are successful.
教会有多少人？
So we have many in the church.
你能够赚多少钱？
And then, people care how many people you have in the church and how much money you make.
你能够爬到多高的官呢？
And how high you can climb up the ladder.
主耶稣衡量我们从来不找这些。
But God never, the Lord Jesus never evaluates us with such standards.
主要得到的不是成功的仆人, 主要得到的是良善忠心的仆人。
The Lord does not want successful servants, but good and faithful servants.
第二件事情,他们得到完全不同的结果。
And then secondly, they receive completely different results.
你说凡有的要加给他,叫他有余,没有的连他所有的也要夺过来。
The Lord says, everyone who has more will be given to him, and then to the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away from him.
所以我很高兴大家刚刚都举手说自己有一千两。
So I'm glad that every one of us raised our hands that we have all one. We all have one talent. Yes, we do have one.
但是照着主的话，我也必须提醒我们彼此，有一天我们在座的人可能会变得一无所有。
But according to God's words, I need to remind you. Maybe one day, some of us will have nothing.
因为我们今天所有所得到的恩赐，不管时间、金钱各方面，我们如果没有为主来用的话。
But today, all the gifts that we have received, whether it's our time or our money or our ability, if we do not use them according to God's will,
那天主要说,夺过他那一千来的,给那一万的,
that day the Lord will say, take away his talent and give to the one that has ten.
所以凡有的要加给他,叫他有余,没有的,连他所有的都要夺过来。
So to everyone who has, more will be given. But then, from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.
而且不止这样,
Not only so.
主说你在不多的事上有忠心。
The Lord says you have been faithful in a little things.
我要把许多的事派你管理。
That I will make you ruler over more things.
路加福音19章主是说你既然在最小的事上有忠心。
Luke chapter 19 says you have been faithful on the least of these things.
对,一个是不多的事,一个是最小的事。
So some The Lord says in a few things, and some say the least things.
黄院长这次来说，有时候我们已经服侍，觉得已经忙得忙不过来了，怎么回事？但是在神的眼中还不过是不多的事。Dr.
Wang says sometimes we may feel we're so busy, but then to the Lord, these are only a few things.
将来所有更大的能力跟恩典要给我们，叫我们可以做更大的事，管理万有。
In the future, the Lord will give us more power and more ability, so that we will be able to rule. Over more things.
那个从一锭赚十锭的神说要不光是十锭给他，而且十座城要交给他管。
To the one who has made 10 minas from 1 mina, the Lord says he will give him 10 cities to rule over.
我相信在底下有很多人已经觉得那种人，我不是为了赏赐来爱主的。
I'm sure some of us may be thinking, oh, I'm not such a person. I do not serve the Lord for the sake of reward.
这是对的态度。
That is a good attitude.
我相信所有人是爱那些倾心爱主、忠心侍奉主的人，没有一个人是说为了奖赏才来服侍的。
I'm sure all of us who faithfully serve the Lord and love the Lord with a pure heart do not go for the reward.
但是我们千万不要用自命清高的理由让自己不来服侍。But
please do not use that excuse so that we do not serve.
赏罚是必然的, 100%。
There will be reward for sure, 100%.
虽然今天我们很多的生活侍奉，我们只是为了爱主，没有想到这些。
Yes, today we serve the Lord for our love for the Lord. We do not think about rewards.
主说他要把更多的权柄、更多的恩赐能力要赐给这些忠心的仆人。
But then the Lord says he will give more authority and power to those who are faithful.
然后要夺过这一千的，给这一万的。
And then he will take away the one talent from him and then give to the one that has
然后接下来又有一个更大的不同的一个更深的赏赐。
And there's even a greater reward.
这个两千的五千的主都说你可以进来享受你主的快乐。
To those who have five talents and two talents, the Lord says, come and enter into the joy of your Lord.
然后把那个又饿又懒然后无用的仆人要丢在外面的黑暗里。
And throw those lazy, wicked, and unprofitable servants into the outer darkness.
啊，今天早上我们没有时间像黄院长讲这个预言的解释，有各种不同的派。这个外面黑暗到底指的什么？这不是我今天要讲的啊。
Today we have no time to explain what the outer darkness mean.
但是你至少知道这个人他厉害的 offense， 他得罪的主。
But one thing for sure that this person offended the Lord.
主骂他是又饿又懒，然后无用，这三件事情就是很重的话。
The Lord rebuked him and saying that he is the wicked, the lazy, and the unprofitable servant.
不光是主给他的评价，而且他的结局是被关在外面黑暗里。哀哭切齿。
Not only that he received such negative comments, but he was thrown out into the darkness, and there were being weeping and gnashing teeth.
他不仅仅得不到主的称许。
Not only that he did not receive approval and praises from the Lord.
他被隔绝，不能享受主的同在。
He was separated from the Lord and cannot enjoy God's presence.
他失去了跟主同在的那个喜乐。
He lost the joy of being with the Lord.
主说你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
To those, the Lord says, come and enter into the joy of your Lord.
跟被丢在外面哀哭切齿，弟兄姊妹，这是一个太大的不同。
And then the others are being thrown out into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing teeth.
我们先不管他是不是一千年。
Let's not argue if this is for 1,000 years.
我们也先不管他外面的黑暗到底指的是什么。
Or what does outer darkness mean?
但是我们却知道它是一个截然不同的结局。
But we know that these results are completely and extremely different.
所以我再要说，主在乎的不是我们赚多少。
So let me stress it again. The Lord does not care how much we gain.
我应该先退一步。主所最大的差别还不在于我们得到的恩赐、责任、托付的大小。
Let me take one step back. The Lord does not care how much gift.Or talents we have.
主所最在乎的也不是我们到底赚了多少。
Or how much we gain with it.
主所在乎的是我们的态度跟我们真正的 effort.
But the Lord cares is our attitude and our effort.
所以我们怎么样子能够让我们的教会，让我们在座的每一个人都动员起来？
So how do we mobilize everyone in our church?
在神所给我的恩典里面，你觉得你是两千，仍然是五千 ，Go ahead. 但是我们要认真。
But according to the talents and the gifts that we have received, let's be serious. Because one day we will settle account with the Lord with what we have.
神要求的是百分之百的忠心。
What God demands is that we are 100% faithful.
神所在乎的是我们认真面对神的态度。
That we will have this serious attitude toward God.
所以智慧姊妹为大家这次出了回应的题目里面，她有一个问题问大家。
So this time from the feedback or question, Sister Christina asked,
她说如果主今天就回来的话，
Should the Lord,
会给我们什么评价？
Should the Lord comes back today, what evaluation, what comments will we receive?
弟兄姊妹，不要只是讨论，我们自己问自己。
So let's not just discuss them, but then ask ourselves.
如果真的主今天就回来， which is possible, right?
Should the Lord come back today, which is possible, right?
那如果主今天就回来，主到底给我的评价是什么？
Should the Lord come back today, what would be the comment he has for me?
那我很高兴他底下接着问了一个问题。
And then the second question.
如果主再多给我一个礼拜的话，
Should the Lord give me a second chance to live another week?
那我会什么样子过我的生活，让我可以坦然去见他？
How would I live this week so that I can face him confidently?
你们会说今天回来跟一个礼拜回来有什么不同？
You may say, what's the difference between coming back today or a week later? Because we never experience or being sentenced to have 7 days of life.
一个跟我同事的八年的一个朋友，他就是被医生宣告说你只剩下七天。
I had a coworker who worked with me for eight years. He was once sentenced by the doctor that he only has 7 days of life.
医生跟他讲七天。
The doctor says 7 days.
中间我们进去病房，为他在病床上施浸，我们陪他祷告，安慰他，鼓励他。
During those 7 days, we went to the hospital to visit him, to pray with him, and baptize him.
整整七天到了，那天早晨起来。
Exactly 7 days later, that morning.
他跟住在他家的那个弟兄讲，我累了，他起来上个厕所，回来躺在床上见主去了。
He told his friend that he was tired, so he went to the bathroom and came back and lay on the bed and he went to the Lord.
他比我快，比我壮，比我会打球，什么东西都 都非常好。
It was he had a bigger belt built than I have, and then he was stronger. Everything was seems better than I had.
就在他四十岁的时候，他就这样子，医生宣告完七天，他就走了。
And then when he was 40 years old, the doctor says seven more days you have, and then exactly 7 days he went to the Lord.
如果真是这样
，If this is what happened,
主再给我们这七天的话。
The Lord will give us another 7 days.
你会不会你的生活 有所不同
？Would you live your life differently?
你跟人的关系、对人讲话的态度会不会不一样
？Will you have different attitude on when you speak to others?
我们最在乎的事情会不会不一样
？Will we care about different things?
我们在准备建筑的事情上会不会不一样
？Will we be different in preparing to meet the Lord?
朋友，你在？活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。